more signs of America's support for Ukraine. On only his second visit to the war zone since the conflict began more than 6 months ago, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken made an unannounced trip to Kyiv. Blinken announced $2 billion in military assistance to Ukraine and 18 countries in the region to counter what he called Russian aggression. Also on Thursday, U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, in a visit to Germany, announced a new $675 million aid package for Ukraine. The pledges come as Ukraine seems to have gained momentum on the battlefield, at least in the northeast, where an offensive against Russian positions in Kharkiv region have shown early signs of success. Ukrainian forces say they have retaken some 20 villages and towns and pushed more than 50 kilometers past the front lines into Russian-held territory. Videos from the front line seem to show their units moving forward, advancing on Russian-entrenched positions. Kharkiv is the second largest city in Ukraine. Since the beginning of the war, it's remained firmly in Ukrainian hands. However, for months, Russia has controlled much of the area to the east and south. The Ukrainian advance appears to be retaking all of Kharkiv to better reinforce the defenses in the regional capital.
The Ukrainians have clearly seized the momentum in this war, both with the visit by America's top diplomat here to the capital with promises of more aid, as well as momentum on the battlefield, with clear territorial gains in the northeast. But this is also a war where momentum can change quickly. Gabriel Elizondo, Al Jazeera, Kyiv.